Thanks so much, Joan. It's great to be here. I remember coming here after I graduated college. I'm 38, so this series has been around a long time. And I remember I wanted to be a poet so badly, and I really never thought I could do that. And I remember coming here and, like, slinking around and watching the people at the microphone and dreaming that I could ever even talk to them. That's how mortified I was by all of it. So it's great to be here. And I'm actually going to invite Sten to come up, because, which is probably totally illegal, because I'm going to start with a poem from that chap. Well, he and I co-authored a book together, like line-for-line collaboration, and that is a little tiny piece of the book that we published a while ago. And Sten is actually publishing or designing a sort of self-publishing it. And so I wanted to celebrate that by reading one of these. And the book is kind of imagines what would happen if, first, if robots acquired artificial intelligence and became, you know, the singularity happens. And then if they decided to write poetry, which of course would be the first thing they would want to do, in my mind, in our mind. So this is kind of the voice of that robot poet.
Ingenious armies of lumber star the period of history called Nagasaki Sacramento. But where were the workers dreamed of from as early as 1836?
Or 1638. Dear human converter box, what made the land so faithful? Describe the buffalo's status in the new economy. What difference between worker and slave can I
unfasten? Try to remember the San Francisco earthquake and the railroad coexisted. Look at stars. How vast, $7 billion light years from now. You are not here at all, are you?
Go slow. What were the stars before that Harvard graduate became King Braddock, Pennsylvania, replacing the townspeople with pets and the pets with purpose? It's not easy to work.
And to love equals functionality being the threshold of how much damage can one history annul. Command? Creations that survived the test of time were beautiful.
Objects devised for torture, left blank. Try to define corporation in 60 seconds using almost only vowel sounds of pain. Problem with leadership is the hard decisions will get a life-size
cutout. Let me spell you a riddle about the role of germ warfare and the wheels grind forward and back across space, grace, place, plane, pain, etc.
About the socialist priest who tried. The end. Cut him down from the rafters and don't offer condolences. It would mean he had died, and no one kills themselves unless the rope says, remember.
A system of individuals goes on like water. An uprising has no intelligence independent of the existence of its masses. In a contest of what would happen, one czar told the truth about his life.
I'm going to read from two other books. One was my MFA manuscript from Pitt, and I worked on it for so many years, and it's this thing that people said would happen, which is sometimes the second book is the book you publish first, which I don't know why, but I think it's a thing. So this was my second book that I'd written, but I'm hoping to bring this first book into print soon, so I'm going to try to make the magic happen by reading it. And also I wanted to read it because I think a lot of people might know, do you know who Robert Lansbury was? Yeah, so I had met him. Yeah. So the book is called Cryptography for Robert Lansbury, who knew very rightly that we were being surveilled by the government and mind controlled, and had been for decades. And he would, by most accounts, be diagnosed with schizophrenia. But you know, that doesn't mean that most of what he said wasn't also true. So this book is partly about him and also partly about my mom, who you know, while I was, you know, taking the buses and seeing Lansbury with big sandwich board signs, you know, Mayor Murphy stinks, Congressman Coyne sucks. Is your mind? Is silent radio controlling your mind? Demand truth. Like, at the same time, my mom was suffering from alcoholism, and she also had epilepsy, so she took phenobarbital, which is what they gave at the time. So that combination was really crazy. So there was all kinds of crazy, truth craziness happening. And so I kind of try to, it's for both of them, I try to weave them together in the book. At age 6 months, Carl Gustav Jung experienced an extraordinary feeling of well-being. The sunlit pram, the elm slip dream, the I. The sleep frog opening its red jelly dance wine. Meanwhile, the secret pathology of the masses. Born 19, died 19, Robert R. Lansbury stood between sandwich board signs. Congressman Coyne sucks. Demand truth. Does silent radio control your mind? The streets of downtown Pittsburgh wore Lansbury for centuries in the ash that fell like unmelting snow on the collars of men and letters. Self-employed businessman and renter, R. later moved under the Homestead Bridge, said to have developed schizophrenia, exposing the crimes of the U.S. government. He is survived by these conspiracies and theft of mail. It's not that I can't get mail. I can't get meaningful mail. Federal charges when he wrote to Walter Mondale, where the hell is my bridge to Terabithia? The poison to make you well, said the poem, like a pill to throw up after drinking. Have you seen my mother? You could build a mountain. What is the prequel to the present shape? The medicine of distrust given to alcoholics. Neither solid nor liquid. What does one do with dew? Does what one does with Hall, i.e., she's in the dew. Each to her own particular coffin. Yet we are all alike. Yet we are all like the 1970s or shag carpet. Rip. Repeat after me. Grist, gist, ass, crass. What is the prequel to a child turnstile opening to a brick wall? I believe the ghost of go fuck itself lighting a cigarette to make the bus come. Read over your conclusion. Come out guzzling mouthwash. Don't clap. Don't feel like you have to. I don't like clapping between poems because then you have no choice but to clap. And the other weird thing was that my mother drank Listerine, like she drank mouthwash, which is, you know, there's a lot of things that people drink. So that added to my total confusion. Like, what is this? Every night someone new crawls under the expressway. Call this one Lansbury. I am a typical example of radio waves used in mind control. It's warmer when you're naked. Inside a sleeping bag, it's warmer when you're naked as a mole. The interrogator couldn't answer this. Why will a baby mole crawl into a potato chip bag and not get out? Which politician said cretinization of the masses? Stop answering to the name. I invite you to mail this to your legislator. The powerful can do anything to your family in Pennsylvania. Might depends. Let's see how far you can be thrown. On the small fry and the colossus. On 13 original colonies. On a baby being born in Roanoke and the rabbit is handed again into the hat. On love, turning in the sleeve of love. This is what we do with the men, vertical and horizontal, sleeper or figure four. I'm just going to move to this book. So this book, Lines of Corey, begins with a quote from Tony Hayward, former CEO of BP Oil, who very famously said, "I'm sorry, we're sorry for the massive disruption it's caused their lives. There's no one who wants this over more than I do. I'd like my life back." Everything wants to live, not even RoboCop. The difference between human, employee, hired hand, and the ocean, simply the road gets blocked. So Carnegie built a library. 16 hours of work, each shift your life is mined by one way and another. Bake a cake between the days, workers, dynamite, dripping. Things you don't want to forget, headlamp, feed dog tied to post. A history of methane explodes 1,000 feet in your face is a ceiling coming down. Burns 90% of the woman's disaster porn at Big Branch Coal Mine. 29 do not resuscitates. Mr. Blank, Blankenship. Throw down a rope. I've got my head, but 3 years of citation brings the whole sputtering to today. The rules, or all Americans deserve to. The company Tina pulled levers for without meaning to. Everything the Titanic pushes toward. Freud, there are no accidents. Whatever kept us going pegged our pants and didn't ask, how does it feel to be the Terminator? Open fire to open like a flower on evening television. To watch bandaged heads vanish into parked here forever, soldier. Hold your breath, you're not crying, right? Good intentions come and go, run up the street with some adults in need of a bathtub to slip in, piece of cake to fall out of, a chair in 5, 4, is how I learn Americans have rallied round the image of the oil-coated bird. But browsers undirected keep opening corners of the human package. Seagull, swallow the regulations, the gauzy wings. I, where security guards feed dolphins full of tear gas, how do you feel? Purchase the words for a season of fishing equipment underwater. Cleanup crews have no time to correct it. Let's go, Shell says, who poisoned Ogoni land with more oil than BP pipelines of dead fish, charred mangroves. Whisper the secret. Every corporation ends with decisive moments, then drowning. Like the wrong number dialed, your ears fill with water, then the stadium applauds. Decades of oil, torture, murder. Now the people are hacking into the pipeline. Don't click that window. Subcutaneous cellulitis, aka beat hand, beat elbow, beat knee syndrome. You are what they eat. Falling out teeth dreams. Say it together. Who did nothing wrong? The mine collapsed under the weight of its many false documents. Today's challenges include 362 ghosts hefting coal into trucks and trains day and night. We are not sorry for the miracle parables. At 10:19 a.m., yours was the most up-to-date model. Don't think we need to tear the system apart. Great swelling of the Susquehanna adds something feminine. Alter it, sure. That was blatant. That was intentional. You could just as easily search the internet for smoke and flames pouring from the shaft. Which was the worst disaster since the last one? And finally, dear families, calling them survivors was our mistake. When all the joints stand in for disease, that's poetry, but I didn't read it. Vibration white finger, hand and arm vibration syndrome, years of power tools while working for the famous jet engine manufacturer. Your open palm, the only proposal for change. Too much problem, or a knock. To assure everyone, studies remember Francine and her father, the occupational deafness, sawdust asthma, benzene, xylene, toluene, leukemia, bad bosses are bad for your heart. We're going to see pockets in this country, a reality series, where disasters from around the world, then the audience votes. One woman sleeps in the quarry, one man lies with the ore. They wake chronologically in order of departure, want to purchase too much, Swedish fish, gummy worms, pot. The start of spring is something medicinal to take the pain in. Between biographies, they are in the world but not of it, a film out of camera, feeling for all record of I think and or am. Under black damp, completely correct to wonder, why paint this Bruegel in the slag heap? Father, daughter, mother, son, what do you see as details? What do you see as derails? This makes you human. This. This will be the last poem. And I guess I'll just say that the book also, in addition to coal mining and various disasters, also talks about the closure of Braddock Hospital and by UPMC and the tearing down of that building, which is vaguely in here. Who will say the curses now in the quarry? Take lupus, a baby, or diabetes. What's the difference when you're diagnosed on the sidewalk between violence and skill? How long does a heart attack? How much is a poor person traveling in Pittsburgh for stitches or another speech delivered in the street where Tony gets a new idea for a film? Boy rides shopping cart down Braddock Ave until it crashes. As when my mom burned the first layer, then the whole mattress. Shit, fuck, piss, damn, I think, is the missing link. Thanks.